I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CBTV Sports Wire. Congratulations to Capital Prep Hartford senior Kaya Gillespie, named Gatorade Girls Basketball Player of the Year in Connecticut for the second straight year. See Kaya and the number one team in the state battle number two Farmington live in the CIAC Class L semifinals Friday night at 7 on CBTV Sports. Erica Meyer paced Wilton with 12 points in a 49-40 Class Double L quarterfinal victory against Stanford. The Warriors will take on Mercy Middletown in Monday's semifinal. Chris Dunn of Providence College, a former New London guard, was named Big East Men's Basketball Player of the Year Wednesday. West Hill Stanford boys basketball needed all of Jeremiah Livingston's game-high 19 points in a 49-47 absolute game of survival against East Hartford. Roy Kane Jr. scored 28 points and 17 boards in what would be his final game of the year for Norwalk, a 78-73 loss against Crosby Waterbury. Tyrus Sands led the way with 27 for the Bulldogs, who missed 12 shots in the final 145, according to Joe Palladino of the Republican American. West Hill and Crosby face off Friday night at 7. Simsbury is into the Double L quarterfinals thanks in part to 20 points from Rayon Christie in a 49-36 win over West Haven. They'll take on Hartford Public next, a team that knocked off Stanford 65-58. Shaquem James scored a game-high 23 points. It will be Ludlow versus Prep in the Battle of Fairfield Friday. Matt Doyle's team-high 18 helped Ludlow eliminate Hampden 50-45 last night. Fairfield Prep moved on to the quarters by stomping Newtown 80-49. Ryan Foley had a game-high 20 points. Ledyard and Hillhouse New Haven will face off in the other Class Double L quarterfinal Friday night in a battle of 19 and 3 teams. Number 1 Weaver Hartford advanced to the Class M quarters with an 87-58 drubbing of Classical Hartford. DeAndre Fair had 26 points and 7 steals. 5 seed East Catholic Manchester is also moving on after an 82-47 manhandling of Brookfield. John Lambert collected 33 points and 15 rebounds for the Eagles. East Catholic faces off in the quarters with number 4 Waterford after the Lancers Ed Sheehan Wallingford 62-60 on a putback from Connor Lewis as time expired. Tune in tonight for an all-new Game Time at 7 with John Holt and Joe Zone. Sherelle Moore and Amber Bepko of the University of Hartford, both former hashtag CTGB student athletes, talk with the guys. New power polls will be unveiled in both girls and boys basketball, while representatives from Enfield Girls Basketball and Middletown Boys Basketball coach Ricky Privett will be in studio. Be sure to hit up at CBTV Sports on Twitter to submit a nominee for the You Choose Athlete of the Winter by Friday. Voting begins Monday at 5 following the announcement of the latest You Choose Athlete of the Week. CBTV Sports, on air and online at cbtvsports.org.